I asked him about the house over there, and he said, well, we know for sure that there was a gasoline poured in one of the bedrooms and down the hallway. So somebody had to intentionally set it, see? And then it caught on fire, and they come out and put it out that night, and then later that night it burned again, you know, caught on fire again. So,
huh.
Yeah. So we thought, and I always thought, that they tried to cover up some blood stains or something, or if it would have been checked to start with, they might have found something.
How much later after he disappeared?
It was about 6 or 8 months.
Okay.
I can't remember right off. It's been in, it was in Lawrence paper and all the papers around. But, house burned, and then Randy had a German Shepherd dog, watchdog, that was real, real nice, and she came up missing. And then there was shots fired by our house down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two brothers lived on down the road, and that there was shots fired at their houses. And when this happened, I just so happened to be out, had my truck parked on the road. I searched all the, you know, the timbers and stuff around, and walked the area. And I suppose somebody seen my truck sitting there that day and was trying to intimidate me. I don't know what else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can think when they shot down. They shot once, and then about, well, maybe 10 minutes later, there's another shot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's strange.
Yeah. And then there was a guy that was riding around with Randy early in the evening that lived in an old, it was an old store, grocery store down here in Linwood.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived in the back of it. And the place where he lived, it burned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was just one thing after another. And I just don't believe there's that many coincidences.